Well, there's a couple people in the chat that were saying that I should just leave the chips, but with as many problems as there is with those chips and how bad it's overdriven with its voltage, I feel better, even if they're not completely fried, I feel better just replacing them with new, putting the diodes in and possibly doing some modifications to the mic. There's a gentleman, I didn't really get the gist of what the comments were when Riley commented on it, but I guess Riley has the same radio, and he has someone that also had the same radio and did the same work to his radio, but he didn't put the diodes in, and the chips blew out again. Very, very short-lived without those diodes. But TYT did not put them in. The solder pads are there, but they did not install them. Over.